Welcome to Jonathan the Turzol. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Jimmy Tuck. Goak.
Are you all ready for the big fight?
Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight, fight night. Did you see...
Tyson versus the problem child. That's what they call him.
Yeah, fucking...
Jake Paul.
Well, I was going to say Disney. Disney Channel.
Those Disney eyes.
Disney eyes. So yesterday they put up a bloody... They always do it with the pageantry of boxing. And they go in for the weigh-in.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a little scuffle on stage.
In your budgie smugglers, by the way. Like Tyson's cock and balls up it.
He grabbed his cock.
He did. He sure did. And then gave the old boy a little bit of a slap.
He did. He did.
Now, I was talking to our brothers via the Instagram messaging or whatever we do. Fuck off. Sorry, that was my lovely, lovely wife.
She wants you to get brisket.
Yeah, because we've been getting brisket and then do it in the slow cooker. And the meat, like, it's like fairy floss.
Tenderloins.
The weigh-in.
Yeah, and then they...
grabbing his cock.
Well, why did he slap him there?
Ah, a bit of pageantry.
Because it was like when you get the doggos and you accidentally step on a dog's foot and it goes... You're like, I'm sorry. But
Well, us boys, the Trafford boys, were going, Steve's going, Tyson, Andrew's saying, rip his head off. I want someone to die in the ring. That's my hope.
That'd be good.
I don't care which one.
Punch his beard off.
Yeah.
Do you reckon a beard is a slight punch advantage? Do you reckon you're going to
if you've got a longer beard, you don't know, because your opponent doesn't know where the sweet spot is.
You cut the hairs off your legs, you swim faster, traditionally, in the Olympics. And that's all I know about sport. What I also don't know is hair on the face, soften the blow.
I think it's more of a, you can't tell where the sweet spot is, the button, they call it the button.
Gotcha.
On your chin is like if you hit the button, you're going out, lights out. But if I've got a really big beard, is where's the button?
Imagine if he slapped him and he went down.
Yeah, that would be great. I don't know.
And then he screams out, now it's personal. Oh, now it's personal. Not 8 months ago when it should have actually happened.
My hit prediction is a Disney draw.
A Disney draw.
I don't think that either.
Everyone wins.
No one loses.
No baddie. No goodie.
It doesn't look good for Jake Paul if he slaps the shit out of a 60-year-old man.
No, I think if it goes past, if it goes past six rounds, I think you're going to see Tyson get a little bit sloppy and...
We're doing 2-minute rounds, though. So.
Is it?
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of...
So it's going to be over in about 50...
There's a whole bunch of all this all rules and regs.
How much in betweens?
You get 60 seconds in between, I think,
in your corner. What time does it start? Because
2 o'clock our time.
Oh, fuck, I reckon I'm going to miss it. Because I reckon there's, again, with the pageantry, it's going to be like, just fight.
Yeah, his last fight, or whoever's last fight, the walk-in lasted longer than the actual match.
Yeah, right.
If you really want to get into it, I've been watching, I found, it's called Rough and Rowdy, and it's the Barstool dudes.
Yeah.
They do like a strongman, it's boxing.
Yeah.
But it's anyone. It's like brother against brother, old man against young guy, fatty against hairy, oily against,
smooth. Yeah.
1 minute rounds.
Yep.
3 rounds. And... inevitably, everyone's their first sort of boxing match ever.
Yeah.
They've had a bit of training, maybe trained. Okay. And of course, it goes ding, ding. And then the music starts. And they go in and swing, gassed out. 10 seconds, 15 seconds into the first round, everyone's gassed out.
Right.
And they can barely hold their arms up.
Right.
But then sometimes you get like... bloodthirsty slap-ons. Sometimes it's like guys punching like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
It's highly
where do they, that's the internet.
It's YouTube.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they do live events, pay-per-view.
Right. So you could do, it's anybody's betting game, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oldie.
But you had speaking of betting, you had a bit of a win on the old Cuppa Doodle Dandy Melbourne Cuppa Rooney.
Yes, with the tradition method under your recommendation to go the Japanese-o.
Well, you'd just been to Japan.
Just get one of the Japanese ponies.
Japanese pony.
Yeah, so I did that. Came up trumps.
He came up second, but he had a place.
One stroke off the bloody.
If he'd sneezed, he would have. Yeah, would have got over the edge.
Yeah, if he pulled up rather than pushed down, we would have been on the big win.
If he'd whipped that horse slightly harder.
And you were saying that the very next day you worked on site. A bit of a story.
Yeah, the very next day I went to the job and the ladies said, did you have a win? I said, nah, bloody Taco did though. She goes, my nephew's mate, they were all at the Cup, the carnival. He's about 25, 26, just bought his new house or first house off his old grandmother, right, who died or whatever.
Okay.
And gets the family home, puts a $12.50 mystery bet. Gets the 1, 2, 3, 4, $68,000 on your door.
Jeez Louise.
$68,000. And then
$68,000.
And I don't know if you felt it when you were screaming at the television screen.
Go, we're going to be rich. Go, you fucking horse. We're going to be rich.
I got a taste for it.
Yeah.
I got a taste
for it. I reckon after you get 78 smackaroons, Clamo's his little ding-dong dandy pocket-o, you're gonna be a gambler from now on.
I think you are.
I think I think that's where he enters his soul, because then that's the dragon you're chasing, a $68,000 dragon.
Yeah, you're chasing him. You're never going to find him either.
Yeah, I'll just go in there and imagine if he had that. Imagine if he found out he's got the touch. The luck touch. You know when you discover your superpowers?
And that's it.
And somebody else on some superhero movie show that Mason was saying to me is her superpower is luck.
That's a great superhero power. Never thought of that. Because so people always go, I want to be invisible so I can be creepy. I want to fly like Superman.
Yeah, it's like the building falls over and she's
she's the only one that's falls she's through the window. She's
standing in the window.
Buster Keaton style.
Buster Keaton.
Because the devil's in the details with the superhero power. Now, if you go, I want to be able to fly like Superman. Guess what? You freeze to death because it's cold up there.
And you know how hard it is to hold your legs out like that in your arms?
Yeah,
it's not easy, man.
No, it's not.
You know how fast you'd have to fly?
To fly fast. There's very little air up there, so you can't fly that high.
You couldn't see.
You can't see shit. You need goggles, definitely. And then, look at this. Bit of a bacon sandwich.
Oh, thanks, darling. Thank you.
Get me my watermelon, bitch.
So...
And then you can't land because you've got your frail legs.
So you got your Marvel powers, and they're like mutations is more of a Marvel superhero power. DC is more of a God-given power.
Aquaman.
Yeah, God of the water.
Yes,
powers of the sky.
Kryptonites.
All this kind of stuff.
Wonder Woman.
But I would say luck is more of a wish. It's more of a wish power. It's more of a genie power.
Can we do a whole series based on that?
Genie, at the start, they all get a wish.
Yeah.
And...
I want luck. I want...
You got somebody that's like accidentally goes, oh, geez, I wish I could just get out of here. And then that's your power.
Oh, yeah, the ghost.
Yeah.
The Irish ghost.
I wish I could just get out of here.
Yeah.
Or inevitably on the show, there would be somebody that slips up, says the wrong thing. And then that becomes their awkward power for the rest of the show.
Yeah, like, I just wanted a big brain. And then...
Then you got a massive forehead.
Oh, I want to be the smartest person on the earth. And then you just end up like in a wheelchair because you just... I see it all.
Or you turn into someone.
Yeah. You turn into
That person.
Because they always say Elon Musk, right?
Ugh.
Super intelligent, super rich. They always go, he's the richest man on the world, on the earth, or in the world, or whatever. But I can't see how he's as rich as some of the Sultan of Brunei, who's got all those oil reserves and generational wealth.
Pyramids and...
And all the marble.
Mm.
Like marble as far as...
And sand from here to Hades.
Yeah. How is Elon Musk richer than those dudes?
He's not.
I don't think he is.
I think what it would be safe to say he's the richest man that's visible.
Hmm.
He's the most visibly rich.
Because I'll tell you what I wouldn't do is tell anyone that I was rich. Like rich.
Yeah, see, but that's poor man.
Poor man.
So that proves that you were poor.
Hmm.
Because you've got to keep it secret. I think part of being a billionaire is telling everyone.
Mm.
Because...
Well, you tell everyone with your Rolex, your Lexus.
Yeah, you do. Your chain hidden deep in your chest hairs. That's where you
choose the holiday.
It's how many buttons you undo.
Yeah, your private jet.
Yes.
That will do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. But Elon Musk...
Hmm.
Might be, quote unquote, richest and smartest and sexiest man alive on the cover of Time magazine.
No one said that.
No, but like, have you ever watched an interview with him? He's fucking boring.
It's hard. It's a hard slog.
And then I invented a little thing called the internet. Bullshit.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
PayPal?
Nah, no.
He didn't.
No, but little talks in the background of him buying CNN. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah. All right, well, okay. The dude, hilarious. The dude that, well, CNN's nothing. It's like, forget about it. Why would you?
I know, but
why would you?
Yeah, but like, imagine that though.
Nah, no one watches it anyway. Mm. Here's the big rub. The Onion, you know, the Onion newspaper or whatever, have purchased InfoWars, Alex Jones's.
Really?
InfoWars.
Okay. Did you know it was for sale?
Well, because he's Sandy...
Does he come with it?
No. So the Sandy Hook victims that he said it didn't happen, false flag.
Yeah, right.
He's got, and then got sued for a billion plus, sued into oblivion.
Yeah.
So he had to do a silent auction. They just put his InfoWars up for grabs, right? So the Onion purchased it. Yeah. One that won the auction.
Yeah.
And now they're going to turn it into a sort of a satire site like The Onion, you know. But...
You're kidding me.
Well, Jonesy's already started his next... he's already... The Alex Jones Show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No one gives a fuck about InfoWars, the name. No, it's about seeing the crazy man.
No one's scream. No one's coming for the title. They're coming for the gay frogs.
That's right. You know?
They're coming for the government.
It's like, man, it's... And I'll... Here's the prediction.
Yeah.
So, I reckon within a year, it's like one of these things where it's... Barstool Sports, and I keep talking about it, right?
Sure.
Dave Portnoy, right? He started the company, sold the company for fucking like $300 million or whatever. Then it started going down because it's all about Dave Portnoy. And so he bought the company back for a dollar. So that's what's going to happen with Jonesy, right?
Yeah, right.
They're going to go, oh man, we are rinsing money on this.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's failing.
There's nothing to buy.
There's Alex Jones. He's the man.
Yeah, but he's broke anyway. So he's going to have to cash in his bloody Tim Pool, giant screens.
Tim Pool was saying that's what you're buying. If you buy into CNN, right, you're buying a dead platform that no one watches.
Yeah.
None of your audience are going to watch it anyway.
No.
And so you're basically buying cameras, sets, chairs at a discount. It's you don't need it. You just go, right, starting your company, like right here in this bedroom.
Yeah. You're leasing the property.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of things you could do with it.
CNN
tonight.
Cheers.
Oh man, imagine that the anchor man is Alex Jones.
That'd be
on
cool.
CNN.
Mm.
Yep.
And everyone's buck naked.
These for fight cuts upstate.
Bill Gates up there with that little chicken neck. You know how he walked? Like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan. Ever seen a Cheweenie?
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love.
They took our jobs.
Turned into frogs gay.
Well, they did.
Hilarious.
Gay frogs. So, and, yeah. So, oh, and Trump won.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, we're ticking off all the bloody, this one versus that ones.
Good times.
We were going to do a broadcast.
For the election.
They did it like a Band-Aid this time.
What's that? They ripped it off.
Yeah, they just went, whick, he wins.
Yeah.
Because last time they drew it out for another week.
Oh, weeks, maybe. Yeah.
Finding balance here and there. We didn't stop hearing about it for four bloody years, mate. But like you were saying, it's not a 4-year run; it's a 2-year run because the campaign starts again.
Yeah, the primaries. Yeah, so someone's like either your JD Vance or your Vivek or all these Tulsi Gabbards or anyone that's up in the guts right now.
Mm.
Someone needs to step up and go, "I'm going to be the leader of the Republican Party." Can't be Trump.
Reptilians.
Yeah, can't be Trump this time.
No, it can't be him.
He has to quit.
Quit.
So who's going to run? And then it's 2 years of that shit. And then it's like fucking another.
So once you get to Prezzo,
yeah,
is there
two terms?
Yeah, but then after that, let's just say you're young enough to continue on.
Mm.
Do they put you on a bloody do you get
committee
to the next highest position under the Prezzo?
Yeah,
apart from VP,
mate. Look at The Kiltons, the Hillary Kiltons, and the Barack Hussein Obamas, right? They've rolled them out. Every Democratic, any kind of voting, any.
Oh, they just wheel them out to go.
You're going to see a Clinton.
I wholeheartedly endorse.
I agree with this guy.
Yeah, gotcha.
So your Trumpo will just be a face of it.
Poster boy. Gotcha. Gotcha. The face of
Mount Rushmore, the fifth president next to
Will they Washington. Ever do something like that again?
Carve a face into a mountain.
Yeah, do you know what? You know, like they've got the giant Abe Lincoln sitting on the old chairo in that big Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah,
and you got your faces on the rocks.
Mount Rushmore, and you're doing a the big Indian one. They're doing another carving into a mountain. They've been doing it since the 40s. It's
here's an edit.
What's that? What's it called? What is that? Who's that Indian?
Indians.
Crazy Horse. It's called.
Oh, Crazy Horse. Yeah, right.
And they're up to like.
Isn't it Crazy Horse's skull?
Look it up.
Well, yeah.
Nah.
What about? Here's an edit. What about? All women representatives on a big rock and call it Mount Thrushmore.
Yes.
Or not.
A pun is a pun.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, so...
Were you surprised with the results of the election?
Not even remotely.
Mm.
I knew what was going to happen.
I knew four years. I saw it 4 years ago.
40?
Or four.
Oh, okay.
So, after the 2016 election, which we were doing a podcast here with ads.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
It's so called like someone took a Trump in here.
Smells like someone took a Trump in here.
Right, that was when I sort of started to go, oh, okay. Oh,
pay I didn't some know. Attention.
So, started paying attention. So, 2020 rolls around and I went, I'm going to, because I was watching it all, I'm going to put on a bet. I'm going to put on $40 and bet on an election, which they say is the stupidest thing anyone can ever do. Bet on an election.
Yeah, right.
And I kept that piece of paper in my bedside table and I pulled it out the other day and I was just 4 years off. Like every prediction I made, he got through. Popular vote, over 60%, I put a fiver on it. I would have got that.
Yeah.
All the swing states, I put a $3.50 on that. I would have won them all. Wisconsin, Virginia, all this shit.
Right.
I said he's going to win the popular. He's going to actually win the election. I'm just trying to scroll through and see if I can just bloody find it, mate. And that's what happens with the horse racing as well. Like when we went up there, I saw Knight's Tale or whatever was the winner.
Yeah.
I saw Knights thing, and in my gut went, yeah, get that one because you're a bloody knight and, you know, Knights Templar. Right. And
Okay.
Then you go, just go with the favourite. Fuck that. Go with the green horse. And
Yeah.
I'm always out.
I went just to back to the horses for a minute while you're looking for that ticko. He filled out my ticko wrong. Put the wrong horse.
The guy that's up there trying to help.
He's like,
people.
Oh, yeah, put this to the side. I'm like, nope, I want it. I want that one. Because that's how these things happen. The mystery bet, $6,000 to $8,000.
Yeah.
But you think that just in the big scheme of things, you know, when you're the pokey machines.
Yeah.
Programmed to lose and lose and lose. Give you a little winnow. Give you a taste-o.
Take it all back.
But
I can't find it. Doesn't matter.
You'd think the mystery bet would be geared towards the worst possible horses to just fuck with the odds.
Yeah.
To push the odds around.
Mm.
People are betting on this. Oh, the odds are going crazy.
It's 1,000 to 1. And yeah.
But in order to get that kind of cash, he must have got the mystery bet. Like,
well, it was just so
super early,
so far out. Yeah, it was just $12.50. Random horses, random.
Would
mystery,
you, would you have to do that? Like, would he have done that on the day?
Yeah, he was just there. Just had a crack, mate.
God, what are the odds?
And then you just go, and then you just start thinking, ooh, Drews.
Ooh, dude.
This time next year,
well, I've got $12.50 to spare.
Well, next year, I reckon we come here, we do all seven all races. Like, cause there's more than Melbourne Cup, there's like seven races. We go right through, we go
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yellow Jocks, Sandys, this. They're going to do Green Hills over the meadows. I don't know.
And does it, all like have to be, does it all have to be significant to us, though?
Yeah, it's got to like really get
so
you.
So, what are the
your
chances? Like, is that lowering your chances that the horse race is going to end in a end? Well, we'll get this guy because this is a good part of the sentence. And this guy is because that one time we put our shoes on.
Yeah, that's right. My osteopath said yesterday, he goes, yeah, man, don't bet on form of the horse. Bet on colours, numbers, names. Because that Japanese horse was not supposed to come up.
Nah.
And it just on the day it does.
Yeah, and it was the only reason why I won is because I went to the Japans.
Yeah, otherwise forget about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have looked twice at him. Oh, yeah. It. Yeah. Oh, okay, give us the spread.
So, I did swing states.
Yeah.
Win all six, $3.25, and I put $5 on to win.
So, what's that? So
I don't know how to do that. I don't know. What is it like?
Well, so you bet. What were the odds?
$3.25. And I put $5 on.
So 5 times $3.25.
Oh, right. Is that how it's done?
$16.25.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Right.
The popular vote. I had Trump at $4.50. I put $10 on.
Okay. So I think I'm doing this right.
$4.25.
Get your pen. I write down 16.25. And then 4 times, what was it?
4 times, $4.50 times 10.
$4.50 times 10,
45, 10.
180.
Oh.
On just that Lego.
Then I got election winner. Oh, no, I didn't bet on that. And then I did college, electoral college votes.
Sure.
What'd
you have on that one, mate?
I had Trump win more than 304.
Yep.
He got 311
this
time, 312. I had $3.25, put $5 on.
That's $16.25.
Again. Why? You sure that's $180? Another one? Okay. And then I said,
wait, 4.5 times 10.
Yeah, it should be like $4.
$45 clams. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you know how the calculator remembers the numbers.
Fuck.
I forgot to clear it. Sorry.
Then I had Trump to win over 50% of the popular vote.
Yeah. Well, you cleared that.
And I'd had, it was at paying $5 and I put $10 on.
Yep. So another 50, mate.
Another 50.
In fact, you would have cleaned
up. And then Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which is, swing statos.
Yeah, you asked it.
$4.30, I put $10 on.
$4.30 times 10 is, and you know what that is,
$43.
There's okay.
There's
how
you can add those up there, Timmy.
Totes up. I was just 4 years off, mate.
What stopped you from placing the bet this time?
Because only idiots gamble on politics. Election.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, apparently.
Plus 45.
Because, you know, late at night you can find extra votes and then you're...
170.8.
I'll take that.
Would have been a good win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was more about bragging rights because everyone was like, fucking never going to win.
Fucking never going to come
to
back.
Impossible.
Orange hair.
David does. It's good to be right sometimes.
It is. It's nice to be right.
Yeah. Now he's got 4 years to prove himself. Otherwise, he's a dog, mate.
Otherwise, you're a dickhead.
You're a dog.
Yeah, you'd want to.
Oh, you better do some fucking good
big
shit.
Big shoes to fill. So, last time we skimmed over me bloody listo.
Oh, yeah. You prep for a podcast. Good on you, Tim.
Yeah, but a little bit of it's the news. North.
East.
South.
West.
It's the news.
Yes, no, that's not how you spell it. North.
East.
West.
South.
It's the news.
Yeah, it is. Kung Fu Panda. As the old saying goes, if it sorta looks like a panda but walks, barks, and pants like a dog, it's a doggo. Canoe.com reported that a Chinese zoo in the southern Guangdong province has admitted what had already been guessed, that its pandas were actually dogs with their fur painted. Some zoo visitors use social media to share photos and videos of the critters doing an un-panda-like things, like licking their balls and taking a shit, humping each other, and panting, barking, and wagging its tails. Because pandas and tails.
Two tails.
Oh, well, there's probably more doggos. Commentators had a field day. It's a pan dog, one wrote, while others called it the Temu version of panda.
Very funny.
Yep. Once the post went viral, zoo officials admitted they had painted two chow chow dogs. It's an unfortunate name for a Chinese dog, chow chow.
Well, I guess so, Tim.
Yeah. Or Tim Sims?
Neither.
Tim Sims.
What animal would you view it running a dodgy zoo? I'll be doing straight away. My tip would be turning horses into zebras. Easy.
Horse to zebra. I would go your traditional bear into panda.
That's better. Isn't
you know
it?
What I mean?
Like a bear with mange that we spray paint or something like that.
Yeah. What could you chuck? Oh, no. How about this? Horse to unicorn.
Of course. Horse.
Chuck a bloody horn on the front.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Easy done.
Yep.
You could probably get a snake and then add legs to it or something like that.
Oh, a lizard.
Oh, yeah. That's a lizard, isn't it?
Or you get a lizard, cut its fucking legs off.
Yes. Yeah. And then you got a snake.
Yeah, because you can cut the tail off.
It doesn't grow back like a worm, does it?
No, but then you got two snakes.
That's true.
Or you got a snake and a lizard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah. Because
you could turn a dog into an Ewok. I see that you can buy those a little.
Oh, yeah. A little fairy man costume at the front. Waddle around. It's pretty cute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But we've got the bats flying around. Look at the pretty birds.
The fruit bats.
They're bats. They're vampire bats. Wasn't that in Indiana Jones? Look at the pretty boots.
Yeah.
I'll put it in right here.
What big birds!
Those aren't big birds, sweetheart. They're giant vampire bats.
Yep, put that there it is. In there
So I was right all along. And, because these days, it's not that cruel to have a doggo in a pen. Like, it's not frowned upon as highly as having a panda.
In a pen, right.
Yeah. Because you got common animal versus precious beast.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, because wasn't there a shortage? Didn't we have a
panda shortage?
Panda shortage?
Yeah, they just don't. They don't.
In the late 80s to early 90s.
They don't root at the right times. They're very lazy lovers, I think.
And yeah.
I don't think they're really nice. Maybe they should get some panda Viagra.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where'd that little folder I just had go? Is that it? There he is. It's the news. Police report. This is called. In more news from Paris, an experienced climber, inverted commas, got to the top of the Eiffel Tower early on August 17th, parachuted off before guards could stop him, the Guardian reported. The unnamed man landed safely after the leap from about 1,100 feet and was promptly arrested for endangering the lives of others. You say.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could easily land on someone if the parachute fails.
This kind of irresponsible action puts people working at or near the tower in danger. Does it?
And that's the news?
And that's the news.
That was from August.
Yeah. Well, what are Oggy dog.
October, November. Yeah, okay, it's whatever. Right about
it's the news. Year. It's news. It's news. It's news. Not violent news. Because I was in a bloody, bloody commuter train with a bunch of fucking plebs. it was one of those old school trains, you know, back in the 80s trains where you had to pull the window down.
Oh, yeah.
And a dude, like, we left the station, and then a dude's fucking gone to climb out to do the old fucking over the top of the roof back into the other window. And
is
for
this,
me,
when
oh,
is this?
Dude, it was late 80s.
Oh, okay, right.
And when surfing was popping, I was waiting for it to be clunk, and then see the blood coming either side of the windows.
Yeah.
That was terrifying as a spectator.
Mm.
You know, like, don't put me in your, like, up to here in your self-harm program.
It's true, because if you watch, even on YouTube, they're rock climbing, and you see their camera angle looking down, and it makes my nuts, like,
yeah, those, I think those, throat. I reckon they are those little, what do you call them?
Binoculars?
Nah, the little camera that they stick up on there.
That up and go.
Up and goes. Yeah. The up and go. They lie. They put a curve on everything.
Oh, yeah.
They make everything look like
way, way higher.
Way rounder.
What do you reckon about
the horizon?
Yeah, like
the space.
What do you reckon about the guys that the hang gliding punks?
Oh, yeah, fuck that
running
shit.
Off a mountain with
those dudes with the little flappo batto wings. And they just go down. They're like controlled falling.
Ooh.
Like that shit.
Yeah, it's not good. And they come close to skimming the tops of trees. And occasionally they do. They try to go through like a big hole in a big rock. And
yeah, bad idea. Slap. Bad idea. This is not Tony Hawk. You know.
This is reset.
You can't reset. Can't reach that. Should we?
Yeah, that's enough on that news.
Yeah, I see. I guess it's putting people at danger. In like, yeah, you know, I still remember the dude climbing out of the train. Yeah. So it does.
And even
scar
that's
you.
That's making the blood. Do you ever get the blood rush to your hands?
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
like
yeah.
Like you're gripping.
You get a serious case of Mount Thrushmore. Precocious. This one's called.
Yeah.
You may have seen this. You may have heard this. Family in Bedford, Ohio, reported their Nissan Rogue and their 8-year-old daughter missing around 9 a.m. on September 15th. The Associated Press reported. Police learned that witnesses had seen the small child driving nearby, but it wasn't until they checked the parking lot of Target, about 13 miles away, that they discovered the car. The girl was inside the store. She told the officers she had hit a mailbox during her journey, but otherwise went fine. Authorities were weighing up whether they would press charges and beat the kid to a fucking pulp.
Yeah. Well,
as they so commonly do over there.
I reckon it's this is a height issue.
Baby's day out.
Yeah. I have real worries about the little people of the world, like
the kiddos.
No, like fully human grown, adults.
The small
little
ones, little people.
Not like midgets.
No, but
not little people.
Pygmies.
Just short people.
Pygmy people.
And I've got a theory about
jockeys.
Jockeys.
Plumbers.
You've got your ballet dancers. I'm sure.
Yeah,
got you. They're short.
Yeah, are they?
Just like weirdly short. Yeah. Anyway, when you're 6'2", I mean, everyone's kind of fucking short.
Sure.
The problem with cars, right, being an 8-year-old, you can only sort of see just at where the steer, like the...
Just over the dash.
Just over the dash, right? Now, you'll see it in traffic, right? When you see a car and they're not fully like, they're like three car spaces at the traffic lights away from, you know, they haven't rolled up right up to the front of the thing.
Yeah.
Every time it's a shorto, because if you've got the perspective of you're sitting in your car,
it looks like the car's right super close. It
looks like the next car is right there.
Yeah.
But if you're nice and tall and you can see...
There's a whole other car bonnet, gap. Yeah, that's true.
There's a whole other car.
Yeah.
Because you can't see. Yeah. Where's the front of my car?
Yeah.
Where is it?
How high do those seats go in cars?
Well, it needs to be a bumper seat, like a... Some way you can adjust the seat.
And the pedals.
And the pedals. So if you're a real shorty, you're like, your head should be almost hitting the top of the roof.
All right, so you can see down to the road. So we need to have a meet and greet with Elon and say, add this to your fucking computer.
Cameras. We got cameras.
Yeah. I did hear a little tale about the old Teslas. You go get a complimentary wheel swap over, and you can book it on the app, blah blah blah. Right? It takes you through this whole bloody process. And anyway, so you book it, and then your car tells you when it's scheduled, what time to leave. Then it puts in the GPS, takes you straight there.
Gotcha.
Once you go through the gatos of Tesla for the thing. They can just go. You just jump out and go read the Woman's Weekly, Woman's Monthly, and they once you're in the Tesla dome of the Fixington place, they have complete control over your car. They don't need the keys. They don't need you.
Yeah.
They don't need your fingerprint. They can just assume control. They
it's almost
drive
as
it
if
in.
Someone could hack into it, they could like veer you off a cliff somewhere.
Well, it just
like...
made me think of bloody Hitler, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. Which I often do.
I think about
on a daily basis. Where their little scheme with the Volkswagens.
Yes, you love this one.
They popularized the Volkswagen, made everybody buy them. Then war broke out.
Mm.
Take the top off, put a fucking Tango on top. We've got our fleet, a hidden fleet.
Yeah, not very good tanks, though.
No, but
looks like a tank, drives like a beetle.
Built like a tank.
Yeah.
Isn't that where that phrase comes from?
I guess so, Tim.
Built like a bloody tank.
That's kind of cool, though. I do like the swap out. Like, if you had, like, your Tesla or whatever, it's like the base, the chassis. It's got all the gizzards in it. And then just go, this one, today I want to drive a ute. And then just go into your garage. It whips off the Tesla.
Tesla skin.
And it puts
Skinos.
On a new skin.
Skinos.
Yeah. So much better.
And I was thinking about the old wraps, the wrap that you wrap your car in.
Yes.
Well, how trashed is your ute?
It's pretty bad.
Because you'd only have to get the cabin done, right?
You have magnets.
Nah. You get a bloody wrap, mate. You get a wrap.
Oh, like an advertising wrap, but just white.
Yeah, you just get it like ultra clean.
Sticker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wash it.
Sticker it.
And then...
Sell it.
And then sell it. Yeah.
Buyer beware.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
But you're only talking about your cabin.
Yeah.
So we get in there, we scrub the guts out.
Yeah, right.
Right? And then we get our buddy... Because I think it's about 1,000 clams to get a skin on.
Yeah, right.
Right? So, you're looking down the barrel of what? 600, 6.5.
Yeah.
And get a matte black Skinno. Brand new ute,
that's not
mate.
Too bad.
It'd be sick.
What about, like, getting $100 worth of spray cans from Bunnos, matte black, and then just...
Yeah.
I do like that black finish now. It's that matte black.
That matte black.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Get a sticker.
Yeah, right.
Get a sticker. They're sick.
I'll be going to...
Yeah.
This is not a dental update.
Oh, really?
And then I'll give you a snooze review.
Yeah, okay. All right, go for it.
Great dental plan.
An appointment card for my next dental
update.
Monthly dental appointment.
Dental
update.
Dental problems.
Dental.
Dental plan.
Dental plan.
Dental update. We're at our bloody brother's fucking wedding.
Yeah.
We rock up a little bit late. We missed them coming in, didn't we, Tim? Because of that fucking Uber driver took us to Campbell. The weirdest fucking way, man. Like,
was fucking
instead
weird.
Of going down Burke Road, he goes, no, 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 we're going to go right through the back streets.
We're
going to
go up the like, back end.
Fuck, man. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. Mum calls up, where are you?
Yeah.
We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. We
didn't make it.
We didn't.
Well, we missed it by 3 minutes.
Missed it by that much. And then I go in, I go, oh, yeah, bloody starving, mate. Grab myself a little bit of a sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And have a bit of a chew.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Me bloody tooth's fucking cracked up.
Your L7. Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Which one is it?
That little stumpy guy that's
that
the only
black
one
stump?
Uh-huh.
That okay. one that's all the giant shards.
Shark.
That's crooked inside
the
there.
The face of my tooth
sheared
off. And... you know what it's like.
Are you blaming the bread or are you blaming
I'm
your
blaming my fucking lifestyle.
Well, you know what? You know, gobstoppers.
Not fucking smoking meth,
one of your,
man.
Yeah, but one of your greatest party tricks was to bite a gobstopper clean in half.
I know.
And then followed by the statement, my tooth of the struggles to the side of teeth fill.
Like, I blame my terrible, like, genes. My teeth genes.
Teeth genes.
Fucking... got the tall gene, got the skinny gene, didn't get the teeth gene.
Or you did get the teeth gene.
And this is what's odd, that's they've lasted this long.
I got them all.
So, try to bloody call up my dentist. 4th of December is the quickest time I can go and see my dentist.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I've got my x-rays. So now the next step is go to the dentist.
Tips.
They go, yeah, this is what you're going to need when you go to Thailand.
Yeah.
I know where we're going. I just need the bloody...
yeah.
So that's the fucking dental update.
And then when you're over there, what's the painkillers?
It's 2 weeks.
Heroin.
I think weed's legal over there, so I'll be eating the mushy, the
gummies.
But no, hopefully won't. I won't be
what
eating
if
gummos.
What if you get like Tony's milk bug gummos?
Mm.
You really don't want to be chomping down on those. Dry and tired.
No.
Gummy bears, because gummy bears can go south.
Oh, rips your teeth out. A sunburn.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and why it kind of gets to me when my teeth break and whatnot. It's, well, it's uncomfortable for starters, and it's more money. But I heard somewhere that chimpanzees, right, once they start, the men, if you lose teeth, the chimpanzees start to lose their chompers.
Yeah.
That the misses those, the lady chimps, they won't have anything to do with you.
Is it?
If you've got no teeth.
Is it?
Yeah, because you know they're always screaming. You can see chimpanzee's teeth.
Okay.
You know, like, these are my pearly whites. And so, I reckon that's part of my DNA. My chimp DNA has gone, mate, every time you lose a tooth, you're less attractive to the opposite sex.
Every time you do a chimp, you lose your pimp.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, ooh.
He's got no teeth.
God. Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
I hate
but then
it.
What are you
going
to, like, what about if you get, because, just looking around.
Maybe witnesses.
Poppy, good old Bill, went and got a new set of dentures.
Hmm.
And they did the old measure. They did the old, like, off his olds into his news. Well, they went off his old dentures, I guess. And the mold must have been, you know, like a quarter of a mil bigger. And now he looks like brotherly love. Like
brotherly love.
It's slightly bigger.
Yeah.
And you really run the risk of them going, right, we're gonna pop a cap in your ass, pop some caps on them, and then they get them wrong. Or you got blue white, you know, where you smile, and then it's white. It's blue.
Yeah. My father-in-law has got the dench, and they were slightly bigger. You're right.
Yeah, and it changes your whole mug.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Jamie
your
Lips.
Your Bond, she's just different.
Mm.
Jamie Lips, but they did a pretty convincing job on that. But you know, we knew he had the chip.
Do you know how I knew that he's had dentures put in? Because he goes, whips them out. Like, he went to whip them out. I went, no, I don't want to see that.
No, changes your perspective. I thought you were going to say because he had a chipped tooth in the front of his mug for 28 years.
Yeah.
That's how you knew. But so what are you going to do? You're going to get,
I'm just going to get that guy filled in.
Yeah.
That guy filled in.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a cap on that ass. I'm going to get this one re-fucking filled.
Are they gonna?
I'm not gonna fill my gaps in. No.
You're not gonna get.
No.
You're not gonna get them corked. They're pretty short teeth, I'd say.
Yeah, I know.
They're short.
This one here.
I reckon. Here. Give us a measure.
My vampire teeth.
You got a thing there. Can you? Yep. It's a ruler there. Right. Measure your front chomper. Your Shawshank. One. You're right on the one.
Right on the one.
Can't wipe this.
Yeah.
Because that's like literally putting my mouth in your mouth. Yeah, so you're on the one.
Yeah, you're one and a half.
Yeah, one and a half, mate. One and a half.
What's wrong with me chompers?
So what I'm saying is that if you chow down on a snuffy wagger, you've got to bite further. I got to bite like...
I'll tell you this much.
I'd say
every single meal, anything I eat, I have to pick out of my teeth.
Yeah.
I eat a steak, it's the worst day ever. I hate eating steak.
Yeah, because you're all about that toothpick.
I have to live that life, man.
Hashtag toothpick.
I'm living that hashtag toothpick lifestyle, man.
Mm. Mm.
Snooze review?
Yeah.
Snooze review.
2.0.
Let's hear another one. Snooze review.
This week's snooze review is by Jezbot, and it's called You Really Must Watch The Penguin.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's a show I didn't know I wanted. Knowing you, they wanted.
No.
Starring, it's a Colin Farrell vehicle.
Yeah, Colin.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah.
As a pengo.
Yeah.
It's a show I didn't know I wanted.
Okay.
And now all I can see is how they fucked up every single Batman, apart from the Joker, the original.
Yeah.
So you got the Joker.
Yeah.
And you got the Penguin.
Yeah.
No Batman in sight.
There's no Batman. Okay.
I don't want to see the Bat.
Okay.
I don't want to see.
Do they talk about him?
There's no Bat. There's no Batman. There's no Bats.
Right.
It's like...
It's a gangster show.
Well, it's the only... The Penguin, right? You've got Danny DeVito and you've got from the 60s stuff.
Yeah.
And it just makes no sense. What? He's a penguin.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. He's not a fucking penguin in this. No, okay. They don't call him the Penguin. Like, they have a couple times. He's got a bit of a gimp foot, and that's what gives him the waddle.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So it's a slander.
Yeah.
Calling him Penguin is a slander.
Mm-hmm.
You get your face cracked for that.
Oswald will... crack your face in, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Cobble pot your face in. But we're up to episode 7 or 8, and it just...
This is where you usually switch off.
Yeah, yeah, man. But now I'm going, if they don't keep making this show, it's going to affect my life.
Oh, right.
It's the best superhero villain adaption ever. Of all time.
Okay.
You've got... I'll tell you this. Okay. You got Rogue One.
Sure.
It's in Star Wars universe, right?
Yeah.
Is the best Star Wars show.
Spin-off.
Well, it's kind of the best Star Wars movie.
It was the movie we always wanted.
Didn't know you wanted it.
No, I didn't, actually.
Till right at the end.
Yeah.
When Darth Vader's coming through those doors.
And somebody put Ride the Lightning Metallica to that. I've watched it this morning. Oh,
that's how good's that.
Oh, dude. So good.
Yeah.
So you need to re-soundtrack a lot of these movies with, you know. Anyway, yeah, so.
Can't get enough of it. Stayed awake the whole re-villained, time.
So re-villained Darth Vader is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they've re-villained the Penguin.
Mm. And you could do the Riddler, and you could do Catwoman. Well,
they did the Riddler.
Was it a good show?
That was in that Batman movie where the Penguin was in.
Yeah.
That was the Riddler. The villain.
Oh, I never saw that. I never saw that.
See it. Watch it.
Was that a good one?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a good one?
Oh, yeah.
I just missed that one for some reason.
It's good.
Is that the one with the he was a vampire in a show and then he became a Batman?
Yeah.
A young boy.
Twilight.
Twinkie boy.
Yeah, he's a good batter.
It's a good Batman?
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Watch that one.
I will.
If you like the Penguin.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, and you really should.
Oh, and it is a lead on from that.
It is that.
Yeah, it's a direct lead on from that.
So where's Batman then?
Oh, we just don't see him yet because Batman's got a lot of
about that is that it's the Detective Comics Batman, right? Which is the Batman that I pursue.
Your DC. Comics.
It's different.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's, you know, like you got Spectacular Spider-Man, your Amazing Spider-Man,
Chronicles of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like that. They're all different Spider-Man.
Spider-Verse.
You know, the Marvel split off into bloody, you know, different fucking...
That was pretty good as well.
Yeah. Anyway. It's like, what is it? The multiverse, yeah. Right? So in Batman, it's the same thing. I used to watch the Detective Comics where Bruce Wayne was more of a billionaire detective, right? And he was working with...
Dick Grayson.
No, he was working with Gordo.
Right.
Commish.
Yeah.
Commish O'Gordo.
Yeah.
And he was coming in and solving problems. So in this Batman, like in the first scene, there's no origin or anything. He just rocks up onto one of the police sites.
Yeah.
And starts helping the cops.
Like a procedural. It's a Batman procedural. Like
we
know who Batman is.
Commissioner Gordon. It's Commissioner Gordon's secret weapon is Batman.
Gotcha.
So he gets him in and goes, "What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Can we get some justice?
This guy's a serial killer. This guy's this or that. You're calling the detective Batman. Yeah, and that's this one. So there's no origin to it. He just comes in. It's Batman. They all accept him. He's allowed in. And then he's a vigilante.
Because he was quite the hero in the 68 Batman. Like,
he was already working for the Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, he could rock up to a nightclub and just do a bat dance.
We never got an origin story in Batman 66.
No.
Went straight into it.
Yeah, no one knew.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents got shot at Crime Alley. Why are we walking home through Crime Alley?
Yeah, that's
Boulevard.
That's a very good point.
Take Shawshank, Shank in the Throat, Boulevard, downturn.
Left at Shank. Yeah. Okay, so it's your recommendation.
So it's a recommendation, but my snooze review is, I'll give it to you, it's out of 10 pillows. 10 pillows being...
Awakeability.
Zero pillows.
Right.
It's the perfect score. I cannot fall asleep watching The Penguin. It's impossible. It's too exciting.
Okay.
So it gets zero pillows.
Okay. There you go.
That's the highest score you can get.
That's the highest score so far.
Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. There's a recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, after the episode's over, I'm turning to Cass and going, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got to say this again. This is the best fucking show I've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
Very impressed.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Maybe I'm become a bit softer in my older age as the teeth fall out of my head.
Yeah, and you're a villain based
lover.
Yeah,
fair enough. Any recommendations from you, Tim? Xbox 360 Doom. Doom 3. It's like 15 years old, but
I wanted to ask your recommendation on this. Mm-hmm. Should I start on Red Dead Redemption 1, or can I jump straight into Red Dead Redemption 2? Is it going to make much of a diff?
Do the jump. Don't start with 1. Because once you start into Red Dead Redemption 1, it's 40, 50 hours of your life.
That's okay.
Gone.
More like 200, but that's
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But nah.
Just jump into the...
Jump in.
New and improved.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Well, that's what you said. I was going to go home and play Doom 1. You go,
don't do that.
Play Doom 3.
You'll never get to Doom 3 if you play Doom 1.
Yeah. I'm like, sick of this.
Yeah. You're better off having gone back. Like, go to the most current and then work your way back to the classics.
Gotcha.
That's the way to do it. There you go.
You can't do that with the the basketball games, though. If you try to play a basketball or a gridiron game or a sports game, EA Sports, it's impossible.
Yeah, they're very difficult. They're very difficult.
I didn't know we were going to turn into a gaming podcast.
We're not. No, we're not. That's why we're wrapping it up.
Well, yeah, it's been a pleasure, Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
34 so degrees much. Out there.
So your hip predicts, let's just cap it off with...
hip predicts.
Who's gonna win the Fido?
It's a Disney draw.
Disney draw. All right. Well, I'm gonna go classic. Old beats young.
Gotcha.
Yep.
You're never too old to put the bloody the gloves back on. Step in the ring.
Tiger beats Hippo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
and then other prediction.
Yep. Don't need any. No. I think that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what happens with the old fight. And
yeah, well, I'm going to go and subscribe to fucking Netflix, apparently.
Oh, really?
I think Andrew's got... anyway, never mind.
Does it matter?
Never mind. Forget it.
You're going to say... You're going to cheat the code. Yeah. Cheat codes. That's good. All right. Well, I'm Timmy Taco.
Yeah, and I'm Jezbot. Thanks for listening. See you next month.
Game on. Round one.
Let's go.
Ding, ding, ding.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
You know, jumping the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile, that technique is like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it, I get away
because there was no one there, so I figured it'd be easier to jump the turnstile.
I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I've definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying $2.25.
That little technique, I'll pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body's not moving. It's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile.
We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look